So the house that you're living in now was part of the estate, the Phillips estate. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Built when?
This one is 1868.
Uh-huh.
So they seem to have building periods with the various estates. The land here is quite unusual because effectively there's only been three ownerships of the land since the dissolution. Eventually, the Crown sold off the land here to a chap called William Fowler, who was from Shrewsbury. He was Provost of Shrewsbury, quite an important man on the Council of the Marches. And he was a serial buyer of monastic land. He lived at a place called Harnage Grange in Shropshire, which was formerly part of Bedworth Abbey. And he bought in 1565. His family, his successors, were here tottering on. And that estate eventually collapsed about 1820. Then Thomas Wilson came, who was a London solicitor. Seemed to be quite a go-ahead sort of chap, from what we can see from the records. Got himself into a deal with Lord Portman to build a market in what we would now call Portman Street in London, and went bankrupt. So he went off to Australia, to Adelaide, where he became only the second mayor of Adelaide. So he made a new life for himself, very successful. And we still have some contact with his descendants in Australia. And that then ushered in the Phillips family, who were mill owners in Stockport. And they were here until 1959, when this property was sold out of the estate. The two houses were sold and bought by a very well-known local character called Mercy Griffiths, who lived in the house next door to me. And she bought both houses. She bought one because she wanted some accommodation for her parents, and she thought she might live in the other one. Well, this one was £350 because it had a bit more land than next door, which was only £300. So that's the history of these two houses. And the build time is the 1860s, which was quite significant because the Phillips were obviously very proactive on the estate at that time, which was certainly not true of many of the years when the Fowlers were here. The estate seemed to be very badly managed from about 1750 onwards, and in a long, long period of decline. But the Phillips were initially absent landlords anyway, but most of them were absentee landlords most of the time. And they really got to grips from the 1850s onwards, and they did a lot of building, rebuilding. I think the first estate houses they built were the Lye and Wenlock and Cympoeth. They're little pairs of cottages. You will obviously have seen them. And they would go back to the 1840s shortly after they arrived. But their main expansion seemed to have been in the 1860s when they built schools. They built three pairs of houses like this. This pair, which eventually they were known as school cottages originally, and eventually became Piccadilly. I'm not quite sure why Piccadilly, except that I think they had connections with, I suspect they had a London home in Piccadilly because two of their children were christened in St James's Church, Piccadilly. And Paddock down near the Union, and the Cundy Cottage. I don't know if you've come across Cundy Cottage up at the back end of the valley, up the Twerdog, up towards Bucasani. That's been converted into a single house. So these were 1860s.
What was the purpose of the estate building for workers, presumably?
For workers, and yes, certainly these were quite large by the standards of the time. The Wenlock Cottage and Lye Cottage was another pair of cottages, as you see coming into the village. It's now one. We're very small. At one time, there was about 12 people living in one of the Lye Cottages, which is two up, two down. no privy out the back sort of thing. So it was a relatively basic, but these were better. Also in the 1850s, they rebuilt the Abbey Farm, as it was known, which we now call Home Farm. And that was the model farm for the estate. And there, all the best practices of agriculture were on display there. It's a splendid range of buildings, the coach house, coachman's accommodation, stabling, etc., etc. Wonderful buildings, but sadly not fit for purpose anymore for modern agriculture.